Right now, the federal government's delay in releasing recommendations on what form an Indigenous voice to Parliament should take, as well as Indigenous death on custody. We're going to have a yarn now with Senator Nita Green, a member of Australian Labor Party, on the line. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me and to talk about these very important topics.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming to the program. Look, a very important topic, and we're talking about having a voice in Parliament. Long time waiting. I had discussions, of course, from the Uluru Statement from the Heart back in 2017 in May, and it's still in the so-called in tray, and we need action. They say, well done is better than well said, don't you agree, Nita?
I do agree that we need some action on this. I think the government has had this in their in tray for well over 3 years now, and it is very disappointing that they've made a decision to delay consultation and ultimately constitutional recognition during a time where, I guess for me at least, COVID-19 has really showed why we need to have a voice to Parliament and why this journey of voice, treaty and truth is so important.
And then back in 2019, we had the Indigenous Australian Minister, Ken White, who has said he's committed the Morrison government to the referendum on the recognition of Indigenous people within the next 3 years. And here we are, 2020. Yes, we have COVID-19. Yes, we had bushfires. That shouldn't affect in regard to decision-making or conversation starting, yes?
I agree with you. It shouldn't be something that's delayed because of those factors. In my mind, actually, the devastating pandemic that Australia's been through should be enticement for the government to speed up this process. And, and look, I understand that there are consultations that need to occur, and we would never, Labor would never want this to be pushed through in a way that, you know, excludes the voices of the many communities around the country that want to have a say on what this looks like. But I don't understand why there is a delay, and I would like to see the government commit to doing something well before the next federal election, because this shouldn't be an election issue. It just should be something that we get done as part of reconciliation. And I, as you know, I sit in the Senate, and I sit there with Senator Patrick Dodson, and I wonder, you know, how much longer are we going to make people like Patrick Dodson wait to get this very important, and lots of people in the community, not just Senator Dodson, but, you know, I see him make speeches over and over again about how important constitutional recognition is and how important a voice to Parliament would be and how it would change the way that we have a conversation about the very important things that need to occur to lift the rates of healthcare and housing in our country for Indigenous people. And I just don't think that we should be delaying it any further than we need to.
Exactly. Senator, when you look at the so-called, and we sound like broken records, closing the gap, and that's in all facets of life, housing, employment, health, education, and all the above. So the voice is a structural mechanism, you could say, to give Indigenous Australians input in policies and legislation that impact our mob, you know?
And housing has been a very important issue that I've been very concerned about since becoming a senator, because obviously when you live in the far north Queensland, you have a greater understanding of how big an impact housing has on communities. But COVID-19 has showed us that without...
it has exposed it, hasn't it?
That is, I mean, if you have to lock down entire communities to the point that they cannot leave their homes because the housing and healthcare outcomes are so poor, I mean, that is something that we need to fix as a country.
Well, exactly. When you're talking about 2-3 families living in one house and we're living in a first world country, that's not right.
No. And we don't want to have a situation where governments are sort of passing the buck to other governments. Like, this is something that state and federal governments need to come together and fix and find a long-term solution. At the moment, we know that the federal government has only committed a one-off payment to councils in the Far North Queensland district. Mm-hmm. To build, you know, a small portion of the housing that we need. But we want to see some long-term reoccurring funding to make sure that this is something that isn't just fixed like a band-aid solution.
Exactly.
We need a long-term solution for our communities in far north Queensland.
And we're not talking expenses here, we're talking investment, and we're talking about necessities, aren't we?
Well, I think that housing is a fundamental human right.
Exactly.
And we've shown through COVID-19 that not only is having a house important, financially, but also from a healthcare point of view. When you're asking people to isolate themselves and to keep themselves distant from the community if they're sick, well, how do you do that if there's 10 or 12 people living in your house? You simply can't do it. And the fact that you can do it in cities around the country, but you cannot do it in communities like Yarrabah and up in Cowan and places in the Torres Strait is a chance for us to understand that there is something deeply broken, deeply wrong about the way that we are funding these solutions. And I have always considered that constitutional recognition and a voice to Parliament is a piece in the puzzle about getting these things right.
Well, it gives us a platform to be heard, and that's the most important thing. So you as a senator, so where do we go from here? When we have parliaments sitting, this conversation put across the table, and a conversation needs to be had, but there needs to be action behind it, and you can push for that, is that right?
Well, I sit on the First Nations Caucus Committee within the Labor Party, and we have been discussing these topics with people like Linda Burney, who is our Shadow Indigenous Minister, and also Malindira McCarthy, who's a Senator from the NT. I know all of your listeners would be aware of Medley Malindiri.
Yep, we know our sisters,
And we, we just keep raising these issues in the Parliament. That's our job. Last week in Parliament, I sat there and I listened to Senator McCarthy read out the names of people who have died in custody. And it was incredibly powerful, and it was it was truth-telling. And we need to be those voices in the Parliament telling these truths until we get to a point where we are finally listened to.
Well, we hear the phrase that, a march for our mob, black deaths in custody and Black Lives Matter. We mean all lives matter. We do mean that. But it's just that what's happening with 437 odd deaths in custody, black people at that and no convictions, there's something wrong with that.
And I think the problem is, we talk a lot about statistics and there's lots of, numbers and facts and figures that people want to...
You there? Senator Anita. I've lost her there, having a deadly yarn with Senator Anita Green, member of the Australian Labor Party, in a conversation was about the importance of having an Indigenous voice to Parliament. It's in the so-called intro after the Uluru Statement back in 2017. So we are still behind the eight ball, and we're having a robust conversation there with Senator Anita Green, but lost her. We'll try and get her back to finish our conversation. But they're the topics that we're talking about here on National Talk Black. You can add to the conversation 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yana with a bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bummerbrit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So have your saying, Yana strong, try and get Nita back, continue the conversation, but the lines are open, you mob, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Deadly track there, Jump to Love with Christine Arnoux. Big shout out, my sister. Go back to our beautiful conversation with Senator Anita Green on the line. You there, Anita?
I am here. I love that track. It's a really good one.
Good track. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we don't want the conversation to go in the tray regarding our yarn here, but very important conversation. And look, thank you very much for sharing. But we need action. And the old phrase, well done is better than well said, yes?
Yeah, we want to see some particularly after this period that we've gone through. We are heading into an economic recession. We know that funding is going to be hard to come by, but I don't want to see any cuts to funding that might improve the very grave statistics that we're talking about.
Mm.
And I think the way to do that is to have more people from communities be part of the decision-making process.
Well, exactly. And if you look at it, it's to me, it's simple. We're complicating. Life is simple. People complicated. All government complicated. We need to make it right. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you and your team. Your family, stay safe. And please keep in touch regarding our conversations.
Thanks, Trevor. I really appreciate the yarn. And look, if there's anyone who during this time is having a difficult time and they're not sure where to go for support, they can always contact my office because we are here to provide that support and to link people up with services they might need at this moment. We just want to make sure that we get through this very difficult period,
yes.
Come out bigger, better, stronger,
yes.
And hopefully we'll see a voice to Parliament sooner rather than later.
Senator Anita Green, thank you very much. Keep smiling. Take care, eh?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. There it is, a beautiful yarn there with Senator Anita Green, member of Australian Labor Party, and our conversation regarding Indigenous voice to Parliament, also black deaths in custody, all the topics. But, yeah, her doors are open, and give her a call if you've got any concerns. And they work for the people. We are the people, you mob, so do add to the conversation. Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, with the Ballyhoo and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, with your daily program, National Talk Black.